Well, on behalf of the Saskatoon and Prince Albert Brethren, we welcome you all to our convention. So glad that you all could make it. It's nice to see a lot of friendly faces and a lot of faces that I haven't seen for a long time and some that I haven't seen before. So it's a real pleasure to see you all here. As you can see, our theme text is taken from Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and just to read it again, just to get the set for the convention here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And that's from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 again. So we look forward to having the brethren here. And it reminded me of the psalm, and we all know the psalm, Psalms 133. I was just thinking about that, and where it says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. Coming down upon the edges of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. For there is the Lord's command. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever." But how pleasant and beautiful and wonderful it is that we are able to gather together to share the experiences of one another, to share the experiences and lessons that are being brought forth by the brethren, the fellowship, the Lord's blessings that He is about to bestow upon us. We have 3 days together here to do that. And so we should take advantage of that, of each other, because we grow by sharing, by learning from one another the experiences that we have had. Each one of us, the Lord gives us different experiences. And it's not just for our own personal development, but we can share with one another and help each other grow and learn from one another. You know, I've been thinking a little bit about our opening welcome here. And quite often in welcomes, brethren say a convention is like an oasis in a desert. And actually in Saskatchewan this year, I think a better application, it's like an island in an ocean. As probably everybody knows, we've had a lot of water around this area, and we're in some of the drier parts, and there's been a lot of water. But it's true. You think of a ship sailing across an ocean, the vastness of and the rough seas, the waves that it has to go through, the expanse of time that you're away from land. And when you get to that island, the crew can then rest. It can take on new supplies. It can be replenished and refreshed, and maintenance can be done. And it's like us. You know, a lot of times we go through the world and our experiences, and it feels like a long time. But when we come back together at the convention, it's like a time of refreshment. It's a time where we can relax and feel have the rest, that rest from the Lord. We can gain lessons where it can give us that, help us in our development, like the maintenance on a ship where we can continue to grow. So, you know, we are here. Take advantage of it. There is a lot of brethren here. There's going to be many discourses. The brethren have prepared wonderful lessons for us. Take advantage of that. The brethren who have given the discourses, I'm sure they'd be happy if you have questions for them. And probe their minds. Use that. So let us, over these next 3 days, look for the lessons that God is bringing forth for us as a group and for us as individuals. Enjoy the fellowship with one another. And I'm sure here many of us know each other fairly well. And some of us we don't know at all. So there's plenty of time for that. Look forward to that. And may God bless each one of you over this next weekend. that you may all see his guidance and his desire for you.